It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Jet Waterhouse.
Now, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, one of the best stand-ups out there, a guy who is to dads what Jimmy Hoffa was to the Teamsters, the great Chad Daniels. We're going to do a nasty nine with Chad in just a sec. But first, time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Tempur-Pedic, the lightly fried adjustable mattress. NFL Vikings beat Green Bay, 65 total points. Neither defense wanted to get too close to the unvaccinated quarterbacks. Cleveland barely beats Detroit, which is true in several other categories. In the Battle of Cities where malls rule, Indianapolis beat Buffalo. The Texans beat the Titans in an upset bigger than Tony Braxton getting kicked off the Masked Singer. And the Eagles win. Even Lazarus said, wow, they are back from the dead. That update sponsored by Manurism, the brain hemorrhage for men only. College football, Ohio State. Like a crypto guy explaining blockchain to you at a happy hour, they just keep coming at you. Florida fires Dan Mullen. Mullen, however, will illegally alter players' grades through the end of the season. And Utah plucked the dignity right off the Oregon Ducks. That wrap-up sponsored by English Pleather, the politically correct cheap cologne. NBA, LeBron ejected. Just as well, he's got an early pitch meeting at Sony. Purdue, college hoops, tougher than an aging principal getting one last chance at an inner city high school. And finally, this week in sports history, the date, 1949, the place, Cleveland, Ohio. Bill Veeck sells the Cleveland Indians for $22 million to help fund his divorce settlement. Said Veeck, feels like I got rid of two bad wives. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Nugentix. Wiener pills directly from Ted Nugent. All right, it's talk time. My guest today isn't just hilarious at a club and then he rails a waitress and heads home. He's doing this while raising kids in Minnesota. The great Chad Daniels. Chad, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You look fantastic. I see you got the that's now a Foo Fighters cap, but it doubles as your hometown.
That's right, Fergus Falls. That's right,
Fergus Falls, Minnesota. The you mentioned it earlier, the Otters.
Yes, that's true.
Great nickname. Love that nickname.
It's a perfect nickname. You see otters all over the place. We have Otter Tail Lake. We have Otter Tail County. I had an otter crawl onto my paddleboard in a lake when I was trying to watch loons.
Wow. That is the ultimate Minnesota experience there.
Yeah, it really
you
is.
Should just retire onto the porch with with a vape pen. You're done if you get that. An otter crawling up on your wakeboard while you're watching loons. That's impressive. Now, are the otters to a point where they are a nuisance animal, where they're literally vermin, like the deer further up north, where they have to be, the third herd has to be thinned,
Sure. No, they're not nuisance animals yet. I mean, if you're talking about the Fergus Falls otters, perhaps both girls and boys hockey, then yes, a huge nuisance. And we'll see you at state for both.
Jam that in your face, Mr. LA.
Boom.
That was great. Wow. That is some serious mid to north mid Minnesota trash talk right there. Nobody's messing around with that. Take that, Brainerd. Okay. Now, so you're still living in Minnesota. How old are the kids?
My son is 22. My daughter is 17. She's a senior. So this is it for me. This is the big wow. Hurrah, and then I just live with a dog for the rest of my life.
Maybe invite some of the otters in. How you been handling the pandemic? Have you worked right through it? Because your bread and butter is the clubs. And then, so did you work right through it? Did you have any fears?
I didn't work right through it. You know, my daughter was doing distance learning as a junior last year, so I took a year and a half off.
Oh, wow.
And although, yes, clubs are my bread and butter. Also, you don't need a ton of bread and butter to live where I live. So, I just had to tuck a little bit away, and I made it through the year and a half. So all is well. But I'm back on the road now.
You keep that wood stove burning, you're fine. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Now, because you got to have the heat. It might be a higher in priority than food in Minnesota.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you can, you cannot eat for 30 days, I've heard, but you can freeze overnight.
That is a rare stat. Incidentally, sponsored by Hooker Fish Hooks. Catch the big one with a hooker. All right. So you're working the club's bread and butter, but how much time you spending, or do you spend any time on nurturing a social media presence? Because that seems to be super important for comics. They got to crank albums, and they gotta have a social media presence. Do you do that yourself?
Well, I do the albums part. The social media part, I'm not very good at that, right? Like, you know, you're supposed to post videos of like, hey, Cleveland, I'm coming to your town, that kind of stuff. And I can't stand it. So I post pictures of like a frozen water in October going, it gets cold here early. That's my social media presence.
So you're kind of going a little bit Robert Frost.
Yeah, right. But the albums, yeah, I try to keep the albums coming. You know, I had an hour before lockdown that I had been working on, and then I took that, you know, year and a half off. But I went on the road to Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, and I recorded an album just the 12th night I had done stand-up in a year.
Wow. And so you just hopped a snowmobile down to Lewis Lee's place.
Yeah, that's right. and recorded that and put it out without any edits. So it's you can hear me struggling to remember what the next line is. And I thought, well, that might be nice for people that have to go back to their job and aren't good at it and go, oh, no one's good at their job after a year.
Right.
So that was for those guys. That was for those people.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I think a lot of people in Wisconsin, where I'm from, and Minnesota, where you're from, could probably survive probably 60 or 90 days without food because they prepare.
Right,
they have the body prepared. It's the heat that is the priority.
Where you're from, they could, they could just go ask the man bunned critical thinking Aaron Rodgers what to do. He's a critical thinker.
He is.
That's all he does. He thinks critically. That's it.
He went to Cal. I think you can major in that at Cal. And I'm referring, of course, to man buns. Now it's time for the Nasty Nine. Nine questions no one else is asking, and for good reason. Sponsored by Ivermectarine, the delicious way to deworm. Question number one. Vikings, your Vikings finally beat the hated my Packers. Will it matter? Or are you already over it in that classic Vikings fan way where you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, maybe with Detroit or something?
we're waiting for the other golden Adam Thielen cleat to drop. And we are, here's the thing. When you beat the Packers, it doesn't matter at all because Packer fans will always they're already turning to ask you how many trophies you've won.
Oh,
how many Super Bowls do you guys have? Still zero. Zero Super Bowls, zero critical thinkers.
So man, that hurts. Sponsored by Slacker Barrel. Come on in and eat or not. We don't really care. Question number two. Hunting season in Minnesota. How does that impact you? Are you a hunter? Are you not a hunter? Do you care? Does it affect the otter population or your neighborhood?
It doesn't affect any of that for me. I have never hunted. Nice. The only time people thought I was a hunter was in high school when I would tell the principal I had been hunting. That's why I wasn't at school till one.
Oh, now yes. Did you keep a little mallard duck blood in an old Folgers can in the garage just to splatter on your pants to really sell it?
No, but I just like, nothing again, principal. And I'm sure he went home and like, this Daniels kid cannot shoot. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. He's the worst. Don't let him on the hunting team, which was actually a thing for a while. A lot of people think I'm kidding. Sponsored by Handelabra, the world's fanciest doorknob. Question number three. Did your kids express interest in like skiing? Because, you know, winter, that's a big deal up there. And did you put the kibosh on it? Because it's ridiculously expensive and there's no real hills in Minnesota. But it's still, I know so many people from Wisconsin, Minnesota, upper Midwest, who had the yen to ski.
Sure.
What yeah. happened when that came up in your family?
Well, we have 20 minutes away. We have a cross country skiing place with a ton of trails. So we yeah. do that. And then in either direction, there are an hour away, there are hills, not mountains. Let me be very clear about this, right. But there are hills enough to gather some speed. And when you fall, it hurts.
Oh, so it feels
like real skiing. Yes. It feels like real skiing without any fear of avalanche. It's really wonderful.
You have to. So the requirement is build a hill large enough so that it kind of hurts when you fall.
All absolutely. Right. Yeah. When you fall, you have to slide at least 10 yards for it to be considered downhill skiing.
Yeah. So just centrifugal force has to drag you 30 feet.
Exactly. Yeah. So do you ski? Well, I don't know. Have you heard of inertia? Because that's the only thing that matters. Yeah. So we have skied, but we don't have any of the equipment. We rent it when we go there.
So you do the cross country skiing too, which for me has always been sort of a passive aggressive way to commit suicide. I think it's just a very slow choice.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. In this country, we've had people saying, these sheeple. You want to find sheeple, go to a cross-country trail because there's no way to get off that gall darn thing. There really
yeah,
isn't.
That's right. No, those are ruts. That can go to 6 or 8 inches deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in the track. There's no escape. Once you're on it, you're on it. So that's just it.
That's it. We'll see you at, and it's not the bottom. We'll just see you way over in the other county.
That's
on your own power. Sponsored by Fluow, Hawaii's strongest cold medicine. Question number four, Thanksgiving. Are you cooking? I'll give you a second to think. I'm buying. We rotate. We've tried different restaurants. This year, we're going out on a limb. We're trying Buca di Beppo Thanksgiving.
Oh.
They claim yeah. it's turkey, so we're going to see. I wouldn't mind if it's stuffed shells. I'm okay.
I am not cooking. My son and daughter will be with their mom. And so I go down to Madison, Wisconsin, ooh. To Comedy on State, where Kevin Bozeman, very funny gentleman, has a pre-Thanksgiving show on Wednesday. And then I spend Thanksgiving taking ibuprofen for my hangover.
Sure.
And then Friday and Saturday, I work that club as well for a longer set. So that's kind of had been my tradition.
That's impressive. Are you holding out for an endorsement from one of the big aspirin firms? So you're referring to it as ibuprofen until
exactly.
Advil or Tyler, somebody weighs in. Tyler,
yep. I need somebody to step in. I want them to yeah. know it's an open door so far.
And that cap will change in a heartbeat. Sponsored by Jekyll and Hyde and Seek. Old game, scary new twist. Question number five. What sport do you think your kids might be able to excel at? Your son's 22. Is he in school? Has he finished school?
He's not. He tried school like I did, and it didn't pan out. But he's got a great job. What sport would they excel at? My daughter's great at figure skating. She's been figure skating since she was 3 years old, so she's very good at that. And my son just joined soccer his senior year. My son has his forearms are fused together. Wow. So he can't supinate, which is like the position where you would hold
out your hand for a tip.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
That's it. And maybe it's because I'm Italian. That's the first thing I thought. He can't. That's wild. He cannot rotate.
Yeah, because the bones normally shift to allow your wrist to turn, but his are fused, so he can't do it. And so I begged him forever to play soccer, but he wanted to play all these other sports. And I said, well, soccer's pretty good. Like, you don't need to do anything with your hands. It's actually illegal. Yeah. And so he finally tried it senior year and crushed it. But then he only had that 1 year. So I would love to see him at least play in some sort of, fat man league or beer league or whatever.
Sure,
whatever they have.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a lot of beer leagues in soccer.
Yeah, I think I made that a hockey thing, but yeah,
you cross pollinated your sports there.
Yeah, I think I did,
because you think there might be, and then you go down to the park and there's just 100 Hispanic guys running around, and they're all in crazy shape.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably not a lot of beer happening. Yeah. You're right.
And then you start to think to yourself, well, maybe the Jarts are still in the garage. Sponsored by Chinchilla, the ice cold shaving cream. Question number 6. Weirdest sport you wound up watching late night on the road, because you do a ton of road work.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. You're sitting in that budgetel and you're just going, boy, I got a little bit of insomnia here. Let me flip around. What has there been anything you've watched? I'll give you a chance to think. For me, it was the Red Bull airplane racing. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I have not. It sounds great though.
Yeah. They put these giant, like a 30 story version of an orange cone about a mile from each other. And then crazy drunk guys just start flying, and they have to circle around the pylons and figure eight it. And that's all I could figure. I didn't even know if they won anything. I guess it was for the thrill of the sport. Yeah,
that sounds like a beer league. I would say here's the weirdest reaction I've ever had to late night sports. I said out loud to myself, well, where in the hell is curling? I was trying to find curling and I couldn't find it. And so that's a weird response for probably people that don't live where it freezes. But I would say I never knew that they televised bean bags.
Oh yeah. You're probably old enough to still refer to it as bean bags instead of cornhole, which meant something completely different.
I can't even say it out loud, because the last time I did, I got a spanking from my mother. And not the good kind. I will tell you that right now.
There are two kinds.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only do they televise it, there's leagues and there's competitions and international championships. And I'm surprised I haven't been dialed up to call this sport yet. There it is. It's languishing in hole number 5, teetering. Finally, it falls. I mean, I don't know how you make that exciting, but I would understand the pride, however, of an upper Midwest tier human being to be flipping through all the ESPNs at 3 a.m. in some hotel and then finally say with a high level of indignation, well, where's the curling?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It makes complete sense.
It is the only sport where someone that looks like me can still make the Olympics.
Yes.
I try to find all of it.
I've always thought to myself, the perfect sport for a Minnesota Lutheran. Lots of sweeping, no physical contact. Sponsored by Jehovah's Witness Protection. Disappear into the warm grip of the Lord at Jehovah's Witness Protection. Question number 7. We only got the 3 more. Winter Olympics coming up. Will you follow it closely, casually, or at all? Although with your daughter that into figure skating,
mm-hmm. Yes.
I would imagine you would follow it.
We watch a lot of figure skating, a lot of ice dance,
yeah,
a lot of couples stuff. I watch the hockey. I prefer women's hockey in the Olympics. I think it is outstanding. I think that there's the ability to make a play without a bunch of mistakes beforehand. You know, I think when you're watching men's hockey, it's at light speed, and there's a lot of, you know, juggling the puck and slapping it towards the net. I think the precision in women's hockey is unmatched. I will also, of course, watch curling.
I think that, golf is another great example, and hockey, two sports where if you're a regular guy and you're trying to kind of figure out how to maybe do it, watch women's golf and women's hockey. Their swings are so much more fundamentally sound.
Sure. Yes.
And at a pace that a human can do. Because male golfers now, they're all jacked up on monkey testosterone. I don't know what the hell they're doing on the PGA.
Yeah. They're like, hey, this just in, someone in golf needed back surgery. It's like, yeah, we know. We watched the tournament last weekend. We got it.
Yeah. The titanium rod in his hip had to be replaced again. Yeah. And women's hockey, the same thing. The intricacy of what has been practiced is apparent during the game.
Exactly. Yes.
You can see it. Yep. Now, does your daughter have a favorite figure skate?
She does, and of course now you asked me, and so I forget.
Oh, I didn't ask for. I think it's enough. Okay, for dad to be able to know that.
I will tell you this: last name Gold, Gracie Gold. That's who it is.
Wow, nice. Yeah. That's a good. Well, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for Gracie Gold. She just picked up at least 9 new fans. Sponsored by Tingles, the potato chip that comes in a can, shaped like a dildo. Question number 8. I knew that would drop your poor head.
Hold on for a second. When I said, where in the hell is curling? And then you repeated it, where is curling? I was like, oh, this is a no swear show. And now we got tingles. Good.
Well, they're a sponsor. I can't control them. They can put whatever they want in their ad. I just read it. Question number 8. Has there ever been an athlete where you thought, I'd like to hang out with that person? Any sport, any time you've been watching, I'll tell you, for me, it's, I got to admit, I'm torn between Kareem Jabbar, sure, who a brilliant athlete, and then just a great guy.
Sounds,
you know,
like
as you
it.
Find
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, John Daly, the PGA, you know, he looks like you could get him drunk enough to just buy dinner for a couple of days in a row.
Those are two really good answers. You know, this is going to surprise you, but I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Why not? He's a critical thinker.
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. You know, I learned a lot of what not to do from my father, and I feel like that's how I learned best. So I hang out with Aaron Rodgers, and I go, hey, if your hair is long, let it be long. We don't need a rubber band.
No, man. You're perfecting the greasy surfer look. Yeah, I would think the only thing with hanging out with Aaron Rodgers, you might have to perfect the step back from a bar fight. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Get in his share of those. Sponsored by Advocats. Finally, cats will fight for you. And finally, question number 9. Vikings are in the Super Bowl. They're down at halftime. What's the Chad Daniels halftime speech to the Minnesota Vikings during the Super Bowl? They're losing. And go.
Gentlemen, we all know that after a Green Bay Packer loss, ER trips because of domestic violence go up 300%. All they have is looking at us, the Vikings, and saying, how many trophies do you have? And the answer has been zero for so many years. We need to let them have that. I say we go out there this afternoon, gentlemen. We lay down.
That is awe-inspiring. Sponsored by OCDC, the most meticulous AC/DC cover band ever. My guest today, the hilarious Chad Daniels, right from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Follow him on Twitter at that Chad Daniels. Where else can we find you? Where are you on the road soon? You're going to be doing a comedy on state.
Yep, on the road in Madison, and then the second week in December, I'm the Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm in Indianapolis. Then I'll be in Atlanta for the weekend, and then 29th and 30th, I will be in Portland, Oregon. And you can get all my tour dates for 2022 on ChadDaniels.com. And I hope the next time I come on your show, Chet, it won't be less than 12 hours after a Vikings Packer game, so I can talk about something else.
Deal, because the Vikings won't beat them for quite some time.
That is true.
Thanks a ton for coming back on, Chet.
What a Absolutely. Blast.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. His album, What Was I Thinking, streaming now everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs available at jeffcesario.com, right up in, I think it's this corner. Not pretty sure. Perfect Christmas gift. You get it now. Bam. Chad will tell you, especially upper Midwest, you just slap a bow right on the UPS box. Put it under the tree. Nobody's going to care. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Splintered Raft, Alberta, calling the 13th annual Steal a Salmon from a Bear's Mouth Invitational, sponsored by Spineapple Juice. Drink away bad posture with Spineapple Juice. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.